The Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment is strongly encouraging that persons get vaccinated and boosted for COVID-19. The encouragement comes from Minister of Health, St. Clair Prince, who said persons are still getting sick from COVID-19.
As I said before, we're still under a public health emergency and we still have to take precautions. People are still dying from COVID. People are still getting sick from COVID. And one death is a lot, especially to the families involved. It is our responsibility in the Ministry of Health and the Health Services Committee at Cabinet to encourage persons to protect themselves. While we're not mandating it, we're saying that we strongly encourage you to either get boosted, get vaccinated if you're not vaccinated, use all the other tools, or other than that, otherwise, with respect to people protecting themselves against this very dangerous disease still. All right, and I hope that people will take this on board, that we are still under public health emergency and that we need to protect ourselves.
Minister of Health, Wellness and the Environment, St. Clair Prince. Regionally, the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Bermuda since the outbreak now stands at 17,356. And in Dominica, the total number of deaths recorded since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic is 68. Internationally, a multi-million dollar Australian app used to track COVID contacts has been decommissioned and branded a failure after identifying only two unique infections. Health Minister Mark Butler urged people to delete the app, calling it a colossal waste of taxpayers' money. COVID Safe was previously touted as essential as putting on sunscreen by former Prime Minister Scott Morrison. Meanwhile, the United States seems to have a hit COVID-19 plateau, with more than 40,000 people hospitalized and more than 400 deaths a day consistently over the past month or so. It's a dramatic improvement from this winter. There were four times as many hospitalizations and nearly six times as many deaths at the peak of the first Omicron wave, but still stubbornly high numbers. And there are big question marks around what might happen next, as the coronavirus evolution remains quite elusive 2.5 years into the pandemic. I'm Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.